All right. Good day to all of you. Welcome to New Media Super Saturday Call, guys. We are so glad that you are here, that you're taking your time on this Thanksgiving weekend. Guys, what a great time to be grateful and have gratitude for the things that we are given every single day. And I tell you, I'm grateful for the gift that New Media has provided to me and my family. I can say that for sure. And I'm grateful for the gift that you guys are able to get from New Media as well, because, you know, it's all about helping other people. You know, it doesn't matter if Anthony's making money if nobody else is making money, right? It doesn't matter if who's having a good lifestyle if nobody else is having a good lifestyle. And so, you know, I know that's my mission. I know that's Jim's mission. I know that's Scott's mission. Everybody's involved. Dan, the man, you know, everybody else on this call, it's a mission is to help other people. And, you know, when we help other people, we get way more than we expect back in return. And so make that your focus. Finish out this year strong. Stick around to the end of the call. I'll drop a cool little marketing tip on you guys. But speaking of helping, you know, there was a man who started this whole thing with the idea of how can I change lives? How can I make a difference in people's lives, not just, you know, for one day. You know, the old saying, give a man a fish and he eats for a day, teach him how to fish and he eats forever. You know, Jim Ferris, that was his mission. How can I help other people? He found a way, he built New Media, and he's on this call. Jim, are you on the call, my friend?
My friend, Anthony, I really am. And my friend, I'm looking forward to hooking up with you next week. Lots of stuff to go over. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon. Speaking to everyone from Dallas. And it's funny that Anthony just mentioned the fact that, you know, how New Media was started and so on and so forth. It actually started in Dallas. And honestly, guys, it really brought back some memories when I came back here, because about 3.5 years ago, we decided to give Texas a try. We moved my home, my family here, and we rented a nice home, you know, and wanted, you know, what's the first thing you do? You turn on the electric, you turn on the power, and then you get your cable, you know, TV. Well, when we tried to do that, there was only one provider available to us in our area. You know, I guess they divide up the areas, these you know, handful of cable companies, and the only one that we had a choice with was Spectrum. You know, and I never was, you know, with Spectrum before and so on. So I figured, okay, well, you know, how good or how bad can it be, considering, you know, we just left California. We were with Cox Cable, and Cox Cable was horrible. I said, well, it can't get any worse. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I was wrong. It was horrific. I mean, truly, truly horrific. We ended up, it was supposed to be $86 a month for like 90-something channels. It ended up to being about $128. To this day, I have no clue how, you know, from 86, it got up to 128. And it was absolutely terrible. It was terrible. Most of the channels were infomercials. You know, we got the QVCs and, you know, and HSN and, you know, a lot of, you know, Oriental, you know, stations and church stations and so on and so forth. So we wanted to upgrade into the next level. Well, the next level was $189, which included HBO and Cinemax and so on. You know, but even besides that, guys, I'm telling you, you know, every month the bill would be different. It'd be higher, you know, and I'd wonder why. And, you know, I got to spend 45 minutes with them on the phone and so on and so forth, you know. And ladies and gentlemen, honestly, throughout my life, I've always looked at myself as a perfect consumer example. You know, if something doesn't work for me, then, you know what, it's probably not working for a lot of other people. And I figured, you know what, if I'm going through this, you know, I wonder how many people are actually going through what I was going through. And so I started to do a lot of research, and oh my God, you should have seen these horrific messages on people blogging on for Spectrum and all the cable companies, and how what a terrible service, what a terrible company, what a terrible systems. And it wasn't just them. I mean, honestly, I think we can all attest that we have similar experiences. And honestly, this is how this whole idea started. Well, you know, the first year and a half, it was, you know, our service was so bad, you know, we gave it away. You know, Scott can remember, we literally gave it away. We said, okay, we're not going to charge anybody until we fix this thing, until we make it right, until everybody is happy. Well, guys, you know, and I know right now, new media is absolutely, absolutely got it together. All right. Our new media service is rock solid. You know, I don't care which hotel I'm in. I don't care, you know, if I'm in the airport, if whichever internet that I'm using, you know, I'm checking our new media network at least 20 times a day, and it is rock solid. You know, our tech support is down now to like, 20, 30 a day, and most of those are really billing related issues. You know, the guy's credit card didn't go through, and you know, he wants to know how he can update his payment. You know, things like that. You know, and so on. So I'm absolutely, absolutely thrilled. You know, at the fact that, you know, we really came through with every promise that we set out to do. We told you guys, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, hey, you know, new media is going to be great. New media is going to be awesome, you know, and we're here to stay, and we're going global, and just give us time, okay, to fix it, make it right, and so on. And you guys have really responded. Just in the last 30 days, we probably had more volume, new sales, new customers join us than probably literally in the last 90 days, all right? So things are really, really, really starting to move for us, for you, and so on. I expect this November sales volume to exceed 250,000. And so I'm very, very thrilled at that, which means, you know, you guys are going to be making a ton of money. All right, I really expect our commission payout is going to be upward of 160, maybe 180,000 this November. So I'm telling you guys, nothing pleases me more, nothing tickles me more than to pump out those commissions. And the more that you guys earn, the more successful we become, the more everything gets expedited. All right, now. We are at a junction right now in the company's history, ladies and gentlemen, that I feel, me and my partner Scott and others and so on, I feel it is time, it is absolutely the right moment for us to literally open this baby up, to the whole world. We've been talking about it. Last week we sort of, started to mention and hint that, hey, we have a new app. That's coming, and it's going to be our international app, okay? And boy, did we load it up, guys. I'm talking about thousands of channels, not just 1,600 for our North America group of stations. Okay, we're talking about global penetration in virtually 80% of the countries out there. You know, countries literally scattered all over Europe, all over Africa, even more intense into South America and so on. And we were playing around with a sort of a new version of a player, okay, a little bit different because of the channels and so on and so forth. And to be honest with you, me and Scott and others, we really didn't like it, okay? We honestly did not like the format that our a programming group, put together. So we decided, okay, let's just clean up the same format that we currently have with our current new media, the same navigation, the same screens that you see, and now we are completing, I mean, literally, guys, completing. I think by next week it'll be fully done, and then we'll go ahead and release it out to you guys again. You know, so that you have the same look and feel, almost the same look and feel, as our current new media. Okay, you know, but this is going. This global app is really going to be for our international market. It's going to be, like I said, it's going to be addressing about 90% of the countries out there, and so on. You know, without getting into too many details right now, because I think it's just a little bit too premature to talk about it. But trust us when we tell you this again, guys, again, okay? You're going to be absolutely, absolutely blown away with what's coming just in the next few weeks. Trust us on that one. You know, you're going to be absolutely blown away. You know, well, we're still finalizing a lot of little tweaks, little things, and so on and so forth. You know, we're talking about instant sign-up, instant processing, instant code sending, instant payout, and we're also going to be modifying the payout system, you know, the way we pay things out in commissions, so that you don't have to click on the withdrawal button, you know, every time you want to withdraw commissions. Every Friday, and this is coming. It's not available right now. We're actually testing it. The last code is actually being inserted next week, okay? So that every Friday, automatically the system is going to flush out all the commissions if you have $50 or more, you know? Because, honestly, it's taking a lot of time right now, you know, from our staff every day to sit there and, you know, issue, you know, 60, 70, 80 commission payouts, you know, on a daily basis, okay? And, you know, to monitor, you know, everything and so on and so forth. So basically what we're going to do is every Friday, okay, like clockwork, okay, Friday morning, okay, the system is going to absolutely just flush out everything that's in the system. If you have $50 or more, okay, it's going to send it out. We're also activating our Skrill, okay, payment system. And also, we're pretty much going to give you three options. We're going to go ahead and keep the PayPal. We're going to go ahead and, you know, offer you the check by mail and Skrill. Okay, now you have to take a look at the fees on each one. Skrill will charge you a little bit more. So, you know, it's really up to you how you want to do. But the minimum is going to be $2 per, you know, transactions. So instead of doing it every couple of days and so on and so forth, so the system will automatically flush it out every Friday if you have $50 or more. This is just some of the stuff that we're working on right now. But trust me when I tell you guys, what we have coming is going to blow your mind. Me and Scott, I mean, literally, we're spending a couple hours a day now just going over every little detail, going back and forth, you know, trying to, you know, break the system, you know, all the new stuff that we're doing. And yesterday was no exception. We spent a long time in the afternoon, you know, going over every little thing and so on. Now, just trust us when we tell you guys, okay, it's time to really punch this thing through. You know, you need to really start thinking about bringing in as many people as you can. It doesn't matter, customers or promoters. You know, just bring them onto the system, you know, and get them familiar, because, guys, I'm telling you, what is about to come down the pipeline is something very, very, very spectacular. I mean, we're growing nicely now. The commissions are really, really, really starting to pick up now across the board on everybody, you know, and so on, you know, and once we truly blow the doors open on the international program, where everything is instant, it's live, you know, right through the system, you know, and there's no delay. I mean, a guy can literally come in and sign up, you know, 10, 15 people on a Thursday and get paid the next day on a Friday, you know, and those people go out there and they start to duplicate, and there's going to be an explosion of people coming into new media now and so on. The whole industry, guys, the whole industry is headed our way, okay? And we have the best package. We truly have the best compensation program, you know, and what is about to come down the pipe right now, very, very soon, okay, is something that's really, really spectacular. Next week, you guys will be introduced to the new, you know, finalized international app, okay, with thousands and thousands of channels. We issued about 100 free trials last week, and we kind of monitored people using it, and we got some responses back. That's why we decided, you know what, you know, we need to stick with what people really like, and so we're redeveloping the application for our international, you know, so everybody's already familiar with the navigation of the app and all that. You know, so lots of very, very exciting things happening, guys. I can't wait till I come back to California tomorrow and really, really, you know, start finalizing a lot of this stuff, you know, as we move forward. Mexico's on fire. They've got meetings going on right now every evening. Literally every evening at 6 o'clock, they've got meetings. You know, sometimes there's 6 people, sometimes there's, you know, 16, sometimes there's 24 people, you know, at those meetings. Saturday morning, right now, in the next couple of hours, they're going to do a big meeting also, you know, so on. We haven't really announced yet the Mexico for everybody to start sending people over there yet, you know, even though we've got a lot of requests. We've had a lot of requests, dozens and dozens of people saying, hey, give us the Mexico Tijuana operation, you know, the manager over there and location. We haven't given it to anybody, and for good reason. Okay, I think once you realize what is about to come, you will understand why we held it back. So it's a touch and go right now, guys. In we really don't want to bombard our people over there. They're growing very, very nicely right now, and a lot of them are already familiar with what's coming. You know, because we didn't want them to start on something and then switch it. But it's something really, really spectacular. And that's all I'm going to say about this, because if I stay any longer, my buddy Scott's going to kill me. Scott, buddy, I'm going to turn it over to you, my friend, you know. And, guys, I really look forward to next Saturday's call, because I think it's going to be absolutely spectacular. Go ahead and really start bringing everybody on board now. And get them really familiar with everything New Media has to offer. Scotty, buddy, are you online?
I am here. But, yeah, you better turn over to me, because you've already said more than you said you were going to say.
I can't help it, my friend. I can't help it. It's so exciting. I swear, man, I can't sleep at night. It's so exciting, man.
It's a good thing you don't listen to my presentations, because I can't help myself either. Buddy, this is difficult to not tell them everything. I mean, I feel like I hope everybody's seen that rocket ship video that we have, but this is going to be like strapping on giant extra rockets to our rocket ship, and this thing is going to go up, you know, 10 times as fast. I can't believe what we're about to do. It's going to be simply amazing.
Yeah, hey, Scott, I'm sorry, man. There's one other thing that I really wanted to share with everyone, and I was going to wait till next week, but you know what? We talked about it. Let's just go ahead and mention it now. All right, guys, listen. From now till the end of December.
Anthony, mute him out.
From now until the end of December, starting today, okay, we're going to go back. We're going to pay double on signing up customers, $49.95, okay? You know, so instead of earning $10, we're going to go ahead and kick that, you know, to double. So we're going to pay you guys $20, okay? You know, all the other commissions are still there, so we're still going to be paying out $16 to the upline. You know, guys, we just trust us when we tell you, pump it in, man, right now. You know, don't hold anything back. I'm telling you, because it's really, really going to be worth it for you guys to do this. So, double bonus on the sign up, on the service sign up. Instead of $10, you're getting $20 from now till, well, January 1st. All right, back to you, buddy.
He put me back in the poorhouse, guys. You knew I grew up really, really poor. But that's okay. You guys make some money. You guys look, the happier the field is, the more money you guys make, the more you build. Ultimately, it all comes back to the company. You know, we don't care about not making any money now. our money is in the future. And Jim's the most generous guy I ever met. So, hey, everybody, you know, Jim's absolutely right. I said it on my training call this morning. What you want to do is from now until the end of the year or until we introduce and release all this new stuff, you want to build as many people in your business as you can. Primarily focus on the people you love and care about, your friends, your family, those people, and help them get their friends and family and those people in, and they can get their friends and family. And let's build a giant friends and family organization, because when we release what we're going to release, the tools, the enhancements, the upgrades, all of that, and this thing explodes, you want to have them already in that already have a team so we can explode in multiples. You don't want to explode by yourself. You know, you put in 10 people, that's great. But if you have 10 people that put in 10 people, here comes 100. If you have 50 people that put in 10 people, you know, we're talking 500 more people. You know, if you had 10 people who had 10 people, or, you know, and they put in a whole bunch, again, you get the idea. You know, I got to share with you that my buddy Jim and I were on the phone yesterday for quite a while. And it is, I don't know who Jim has as a cell phone carrier, but I have my website open right now. It says, if he's AT&T, as of 2018, AT&T had 153 million subscribers. If he has Verizon, it says 118 million subscribers. Sprint has 54 million subscribers, and T-Mobile has 84 million subscribers, right? So, again, 153, 118, 54, and 84 million subscribers. And I got to share with you that our phone call dropped, no exaggeration, at least 15 times. And... look, my point is, here's companies that have, again, millions and millions and millions of subscribers, some more than 100 million subscribers. It is a wireless service. They drop phone calls. It happens. And as consumers, we tolerate it. We tolerate it. We redialed, he called me, I called him. You know, look, new media works much better than what our phone call conversation did yesterday. In fact, for most people with good internet, new media works beautifully. I mean, beautifully. You know, and some people, you know, that are in bad areas or have bad internet, it doesn't work so great yet, but it will. It will, because all the infrastructure is coming overnight. Overnight. The better internet is coming. It's around the corner. They're busy shooting up low-orbit satellites right now to provide better internet around the globe for less money. I mean, better and cheaper, better and cheaper, better and cheaper. Add in new media's option of our media service, and we will explode, 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 making billions of dollars. Forget millions, billions, and multiple billions. It's going to happen. You know, Jim shared a little bit with you of what we expect to be paying. Look, I'm going to share with you that by sometime next year, we will be paying an easy $11 million a month in commissions, easily $11 million, and growing and exploding from there. Will that number be hit in December? For sure, at least by December. But could it happen in September? Highly possible. Could it happen in June? Probable. Could it happen before that? It's possible. It's possible. And let me share with you, if we hit $11 million a month in commissions in June or July or whatever the time frame is, it's going to exponentially. I can't even calculate how much. If it happened in June, what's it in December? I'll tell you. We could be doubling every 30 days. I don't want to say that. It's just scary what could happen. Because let's do the math. If we're at $11 million in commissions, this is not gross sales. This is not revenue. This is commissions. $11 million. Let's do easy math. $10 million in commissions in June. And if it doubles, that means in July it's 20, August, 40, 80, 160, 320, 640. This is stupid, scary, crazy. It could happen. And if we miss, then it's $11 million in December. That would be bad. You know, $11 million in commissions a month by next December. That's a bad number. Yikes, people. This is getting stupid scary. Now, it's not going to happen all by itself. It's going to take work. So let's talk about that for a second. All right? We all need to set some goals. But before we set a goal in terms of number, we got to dedicate ourselves to the work, to the process. Your new media business is not going to grow and explode all by itself. You got to build a team. So what do you want to start with? A team of one, you? A team of two, you and one other person? How many people have you enrolled? Five? You have five people? Six people? You want to get paid all six levels? Six people? Seven? Ten? People would duplicate what you do. So, if you want a lot of people, then you have to enroll people. Go enroll five, six, seven people. Again, if you've been on my trainings, if you're on this morning's webinar, I have really great people. I mean, talented, smart, outgoing. I mean, every positive that I could mention, you know, they have it enrolled in our business. But they have the wrong attitude, the wrong mentality. Scott, when I learn it, I want to learn it all first before I enroll people because I'm a professional. And as a professional, I have to know what I am selling or promoting or sharing. I'm like, dude, we're talking about a $49.95 a month service. Or if they're looking at a business, we're talking about $149. It could be $299, and it could be $499. My first advice to you is do not make a decision for other people. Let them decide on their own. And I'm going to share with you that I see people. I use appliances and electronics as my primary example, because that's the business I was in. That's where I cut my teeth. I own the largest electronics and appliance store in the state of Hawaii. Before someone bought a $1,000, a $1,500 refrigerator, a $600 washer, a $1,000 TV set, $1,500 TV set. Do you think they research where the components for the TV came from, where the transistors came from, where the compressor was manufactured, what was the rating on the compressor, you know, what was the energy efficient, what was the expected life expectancy of the compressor, and how much, you know, what was the wattage consumed of this device, and what was the, you know, repair ratio? Now, once in a while, we have customers that would do a lot of research. But first of all, I'm going to share with you that nobody researched everything. And the average consumer looked at it and said, Maytag. All right, Maytag's been around for a while. I trust Maytag. Scott, your store has been around for a while. I trust your store. I like the sales guy that I'm dealing with. It's $600. I'll take it. You know, it has this feature and that feature and that feature, and it does this. It does the kind of loads I want, blah, blah, blah. I'll take it. Will you deliver it? Well, what do I do with the old one? And they make a decision. They either buy it or don't buy it. But if my sales guy made the decision for them, well, man, you shouldn't buy this because you haven't done the research. You haven't done the research on how long the transmission lasts. I haven't done the research. So, people, we overanalyze, we overcomplicate. You know, first of all, as a customer, it's $49.95. My cable was, you know, $189 and $229. And depending on what time, you know, you talk to me, depending on how much they wanted to rip me off, My cable was anywhere from $99 a month to about $250 was the most I was paying. You know, when I moved to Las Vegas in 2007, I was on a $99 a month package. Did I call 15 different companies or no? I called. It was Cox Cable. They said $99 a month. I said, do it. I made a $99 decision in about 15 seconds, maybe 10, you know, and if I didn't like it, I was going to cancel. So get out there and share. And when they ask you a question, tell the truth. I don't know. I don't. I know they've been around offering the service for a few years. You know, I've heard, because if you're brand new, you don't know. I've heard that in the beginning when service wasn't good, they didn't charge anybody. I've heard that they're a really honorable company. I heard that they're constantly improving the service. You know, I heard all these good things. So $50, man, I get it. And I thought if everybody would do it for $50, I may as well join the business for $150 and make some money with this thing and share it with a whole bunch of people. That's the decision people need to make. So get out there and share. This is how you're going to grow your business. This is how you're going to make a ton of money. It's a beautiful business if you let it be a beautiful business. Most people, they are in the way of their own business. The number one factor stopping people from a giant residual income is the man in the mirror. We all heard that song, right? It's the man in the mirror, the lady in the mirror, the person in the mirror. You are stopping yourself from building and creating the most incredible opportunity around. This is going to be amazing. We're asking people to make a small decision. Number one, have a great attitude. Have trust. Trust that Jim will do his end and improve the service. Work with the app builders, work with the providers to make the service better, work with Amazon to get our service. It's to me, it's almost perfect now, but to continually to provide that almost perfect service. And with our international app, it's honestly, it's a hair behind what our America's app is in terms of quality, but it'll improve. I know it'll improve. I trust Jim. I know I'm going to do my end in helping our team market and grow and present and webinars. And there will become people, there will be people that become millionaires in new media. Who becomes a millionaire? That's your part. You can grow your business as big as you want or as little as you want. You can stand in your own way, or you can go out there and build like crazy. And with that, my friend Anthony, I am going to throw it back to you, buddy.
All right, all right. Thank you very much, Scott. Thank you for that information, guys. Scott's all right. Share, 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 share. I mean, that is the key to this business, is sharing. It isn't about if you're just getting subscribers or if you're getting team builders. Hopefully, you're just going after the team builder because they're also subscribers, and then you get subscribers below them. Sharing is the key to this. You can't sign up and just back and say, gosh, I'm not a millionaire yet. What's going on? One of the things that I'm doing, a little marketing tip for you guys here as we wrap up, share specifically, to share, is I create content. I'm constantly creating content. And there's so many ways that you can create content absolutely free. And I'll talk about some of those here in just a second. But one of the things that I do is as I have an idea, as somebody asks me a question about new media, as a new feature is released, as you know, the something changes, the trials change, right? From 7 days, they're changing to 3 days. As those things change, I'll go create content, and I'll publish, 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 publish. And what I mean by that is, if you think about the old days for business, when I was first in business, the only way you published anything was if you paid that magazine to have your advertisement, paid the newspaper to have your advertisement, paid the TV stations to run your commercials. That was kind of the only way you really published anything, or you did, you know, mass mail, right? Direct mail. Well, now there are so many platforms that you can use to publish. My favorite is YouTube, but there's many of them. I like YouTube, and the reason why I like YouTube is because I can go and I can do a short, quick little video that talks about this feature. It doesn't have to be a 30-minute production. It could be 2 or 3 minutes, and I'm putting that out. But the key to what I do is consistency. So every week, I try to put out at least one piece of content. At one point in time, I was putting out 3 short little videos every single week. And if you think about that, if I'm not mistaken on that, it's something like 156 pieces of content that are out there in a year. Okay, if I'm doing 3 a week. And so if I've got 156 pieces of content out there, who do you think people are finding when they're looking for new media? Now, if you go out there and you start doing the same thing and you go, hey, I'm going to put content out there. But here's what I will tell you. New media content of itself, there's a lot out there. But there's so many other angles that you can go. I talked about last week about how you put ads out targeting other multi-level marketing businesses. Well, what if you put out a piece of content that specifically addresses the multi-level marketing issue? Like, man, I'm tired of buying products. You know, here's a way that I got around that. You can do this. So let's talk about some of the platforms real quick. I'll talk about these really quick. And guys, everything, you can search Google and say, how do I run ads? How do I identify other multi-level marketing businesses? How do I create YouTube videos? Okay. If you want to do podcasting, you can do for free now. It used to not be free, but you can do free. Anchor.fm, anchor.fm. You do a podcast. Guess what? Podcasts don't have to be a 30-minute show. I've got people that I follow, they do 2 to 3 minutes all the time. Sometimes they're 5, sometimes they're 12. They just get on, they talk about what to talk about, what's interesting to them, and then they publish it, it's out there. Here's an interesting fact about podcasts. Statistics tell that podcast people who listen to podcasts make 3 times more money than the average American, okay? And why that's important is because, gosh, if you're trying to attract people who make money because they are interested in opportunities, that might be a good platform, okay? Create a blog. There's so many free blogging sites out there, WordPress, Blogger, I think, you know, Wix and all these other sites. You can just go to a free account and just start putting posts on a regular basis. And guess what that means? It means that while you should be talking to people one-on-one, at the very least, people are able to find content, or you can drive people through that content to reach out to you and connect with you. So my marketing tip for you today is create content, and publish. And one last thing I'll give you, right? And I don't remember, it's either askthepublic.com or answerthepublic.com. I don't remember exactly, but you can go and put in a term and it will give you the top 50 questions that are being asked around that particular topic. So guess what? Now you have 50 pieces of content that you can create to publish. But you also got to share that too to get people to come listen to it, look at it and everything. So they'll reach out to you about new media. So anyways, guys, like Scott said, share, do that. Christmas is coming up. How great do you want your Christmas to be? It's your choice and only your choice. So get out there and, share, build the business, get this thing going for you and make 2020 the best year that you've ever had, guys. Thanks so much for being on the call and we will catch you next week. Have a great day. Goodbye.